sort of have sound all around me. I'm walking this morning on the Cascade River Road in a very boreal area. Lots of black spruce and cedar and lowlands. Come on along. Actually, what I'm hearing ahead of me is a purple finch. There, that was that sort of like warbly song. I guess there's no other way to describe it. And he stopped singing. That's a bird you can often have at your feeder. And they'll sing almost any time of the year. They're just so pretty to look at. They kind of are a raspberry red. They're really not purple. And the females look really different than the males. So they're not easy to tell. They look like kind of giant sparrows. They're kind of no color at all, but brown and stripy. And so they fool people. I hear another sound. It's a sound of a kind of sparrow. So I'm going to get a little closer to that. That's sort of a song I've been trying to record for 3 years now. So now I've recorded it twice. That's a Lincoln's sparrow. Doesn't sound like your run-of-the-mill sparrows. It sounds so warbly. So that's a Lincoln's sparrow. They're in these boreal woods. And I've heard them many times. I mean, we've seen them and heard them. But it always seems very difficult to get close enough to get the song, even though the song is a very loud, powerful song. And then when I do see the bird, it's usually quiet. So it's a multiple-parted song with that very rich, warbly kind of a sound to it. He seems not to mind my presence. The Lincoln sparrows are about song sparrow size. Song sparrows have like heavy striping. Most sparrows have striping, it's fairly heavy. The difference with the Lincoln sparrow is it looks like an artist with a very, very fine pen or a very fine brush has done the streaking. The streaking is so delicate. Oh, this is just a thrill. But I hope you enjoy it too, because these are birds that, when bird tours come up, they're very thrilled to see these birds. So it's always kind of special to record the song as well. Actually, I'm going to take a chance and even move closer. Although, this is pretty good. I can hear it pretty well. Oh, I'm really close. I can see him sing. He's perched on the edge of a spruce tree branch just out towards the tip. An amazing song, too. Once more, and I'll leave. There's several warblers. The one I'm trying to focus on is a black and white warbler. It goes weecha 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 weecha. There, that's its song. Now there's some interference, of course, because other warblers are singing too. Of course, black and white warbler is very easy to identify. They're black and white. And they have a habit of, somewhat like a nuthatch, clambering up and down the branches, you know, upside down, right side up, and feeding that way. More so than any other warbler. There, weecha, 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 weecha. They're ground nesters, which is also very interesting. These birds that feed high up in trees. And they're reasonably common. Well, I'm going to head down the road further, but I'll say goodbye to you. This is Molly Hoffman along the Cascade River Road for WTIP